Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Today, consumer costs continue to rise. And hey, the $3.5 trillion spending bill has not even been passed yet. I can't wait for that to happen. And also, Joe Biden, on a much more related note, Joe Biden apparently is losing America's trust, according to the new polls. We will get into all that and much, much more. And it all starts right now. Hey, happy Friday. Welcome to the News and Why It Matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez. Today joined, I know it is a Friday show. You are not expecting to see him, but he is here, live in the flesh. Stubergear, host of Stu Does America.
Thank God it's Friday, Sarah.
Yes, I love Friday
Me too.
Also joined once again by Yaku Buyans, host of the Yaku Buyans Show, also a Blaze TV contributor, also wearing a very cool shirt.
Thank you for asking. Get the shirt, yakuboyans.com. Get the shirt. When you do, you help us literally rescue children from sex trafficking. And this is part of the problem.
Did you come up with that yourself? Sort of.
Well, we have people.
Okay. I was going to say, it's a very creative.
But I was
that.
Involved.
I'm not going to take. No.
Poor no.
Yeah.
Poor no. Yes.
I love
Please
that.
Get the shirt. Come on.
Yes. Yakuboyans.com.
Yes.
Yakuboyans.com. They have to know how to spell your name to get there.
JACOBOOYENS.com. Good gracious.
It's probably,
that easy.
Well, it's one of the most common questions that I get is how do you spell Yaku's name again?
It's good to be with Stu.
Good try spelling Bergier.
Yeah.
See how that works out for everybody. That's why everyone just calls me Stu.
Well, and I was going to say, and Stu, which isn't even your real name.
That's true. So none of this makes any sense.
I just thought when I met you the first time that your mom or grandma cooked real good stew and you were the kid always around the kitchen.
That's
and
what
Glenn
thought, too.
They just called him Stu.
What should we name him? Oh,
Stu.
I know. All right, let's get into the Friday headlines. So Dollar Tree is going to, they are to sell more items above a dollar. That's what they're planning to do as costs rise, just to offset the cost, obviously, for, you know, the range of goods of the things that they're getting and higher price points, the supply chain. Obviously, we talked about that yesterday's program with Pat, how the supply chain, has some kinks in it right now. And as a result, and plus inflation, tight labor market, as a result, it is driving the costs upward. Dollar Tree, specifically, has experimented with selling items for $3 and $5 since 2019 in a shelf section labeled Dollar Tree Plus.
Yeah,
just cracks
that.
Me up. Wow. It's like, no, this is the high-end part of the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
You are going to the designer part of the Dollar Tree when you go here.
The exclusive line.
Yeah. And so those tests are going to continue in a few hundred of its roughly 7,900 Dollar Tree stores. I had no idea there were so many. But they're going to include more above dollar items to respond to these rising costs. And, you know, like I said, it's just September. And the Biden administration has actually not really done that much yet. So I can't
Incredible.
Wait. I can't wait to see what happens as we continue, you know, passing these trillion and trillion of dollar spending bills.
I can't wait to go to $100 Tree, which is coming soon. It's going to be a lot of fun. I actually was in Dollar Tree recently. It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's actually legitimately incredible.
I do love going there.
I cannot believe the things are a dollar that are in that place.
Have you ever been to Five Below?
I love Five Below.
Five Below is good.
Five Below is awesome.
It's good.
There's so much stuff in there I want.
If you have kids, you love these places.
Yes, because
they feel like they just, it's amazing they got something, right?
Oh, but, yeah. My son's always like, can I have that? I'm like, why
sure.
the hell do I care?
I don't
care
what it is. Just get it.
I don't care if it lasts 5 minutes because you know all these toys break because China makes all of it, so it doesn't last. But you know what, on a serious note, Joe Biden, you know, athletes, fighters, you have your resume, so many fights, wins, losses, whatever. He can now literally say that he's the first president of the United States that broke the Dollar Tree. The Dollar Tree.
Sad.
And he's supposed to be there for the little guy, right?
Exactly.
Yes, that's what he's supposed
to do. He's breaking everything for the little guy.
Yeah. Well, the left actually doesn't like Dollar Tree. I found this out recently. Yeah, because, like, there are the other stores, like Dollar General, and there's a couple of other ones. And they
Family
had already,
Dollar.
Yeah, Family Dollar, and they had kind of already abandoned the $1 price. They had gone up a little bit already. Dollar Tree was the last holdout. But what I found interesting is that the left has, as they always do, have a thing. They have a thing against Dollar Tree. Why? Because Dollar Tree has, obviously, for a dollar, all this stuff and a big section of food. And the food is like, you know, look, it's there, you know, like you get your mac and cheese in there, you get something, it's not going to be the highest end stuff in the world. But for a buck, you can feed, you know, your kid, you can feed yourself, like in a really cheap
it's
way.
It's better than no food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's happened, though, according to the left, is that they have come into all these neighborhoods and people see that they have really low priced food, they keep buying it. Which means they don't go buy all of the, I guess, organic, like, you know,
the hippie.
Yeah, the hippie stuff.
Brands,
all the stuff that Sarah buys.
Right.
So they don't buy all that. And I guess that means they're not healthy. So the point is that Dollar Tree is making these communities unhealthy. And they actually have targeted dollar stores because they're selling food too inexpensively to the community.
Stu,
this is screwed up.
Stu, I would say this, okay? I would
That's
say
ridiculous.
This. All things unhealthy comes from the left, number one, the jab in your arm. And then the other thing, the other thing is this, right?
Fight.
I'm always going to fight, right? Heck, I fight everything evil. But here's the deal, though. I think they don't like Dollar Tree because it stands against entitlement programs. Right?
Do
where
they?
You can feed your family.
Because they allow
because
people to
Because you can
be
feed
able,
your family. You don't need the government to support you. We don't need you. We need you to think that you can't feed yourself. So,
right.
So you got to come to Uncle Sam. Yeah? You need your stamps. You need your, you know, you need your entitlement.
That is a great point.
Line up to the food line, right? No, Dollar Tree said, no, you can get, there's some cool stuff in there.
You can get
yourself some Coca-Cola. Not that that's a good company, but you can get some things. You can get yourself some cookies and amazing things. My kids love it, man.
Yeah, it is really fun. Yeah. But I mean, this is just the beginning of this right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sure, $1.25, $1.50, a dollar store might not be the biggest difference in the world, but we're looking at real supply chain problems.
Yeah, but look at percentage increase. When you go from $1 to $1.25, that's a 25% increase.
It does make a difference to a lot of people. And it's hitting them, not just the Dollar Tree, but everywhere. They're looking, you know, one of the weird things that's going on in China right now is because of COVID, they had issues with power generation. So they set power limits across the country. And then what's happening is the places that do all the manufacturing in China are overshooting their limits. So they are they're doing things like shutting down once a day, doing rolling blackouts, all the things that, it's like California, but doing all those things. And they're unable to produce in the amounts that they believed they were going to be able to at the beginning of the year. So the demand is coming back with the economy coming back. China is, you know, not able to actually keep the power on at these factories. That's going to create more and more shortages. The one thing, if it means nothing else other than this, think about actually doing your Christmas shopping early this year, because a lot of these toys that are usually in bountiful supply dry up real fast this year.
That's a really good
point. If you can get out ahead of it, do it.
Yeah, we were firsthand, you know, struggled with this. My wife got her car rear-ended by somebody, and you know, a 7-day job for the fixing a bumper and everybody's safe, praise God, right? Turns into a 9-week job because they can't find parts of the bumper. American-made vehicle, I buy American, right? American-made vehicle, but the parts are manufactured in China, right? And so there's no parts. So 9 weeks of fixing a bumper, right? And so, yeah, it's real. It's passed down. We're seeing it pop up all over. And if you see a 25% increase at Dollar Tree, you're going to see a 25% increase across the board, because that's how economics work.
Well, and we talked about this, we kind of touched on this yesterday's program, but, you know, it's crazy to me. You have Jen Psaki, coming out and saying, oh, well, businesses that are going to, you know, pass that cost on to the consumers, that's just unfair and absurd, as if that isn't the way that it's always worked. And by the way, has to work if you want businesses to stay in business.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, is there any surprise Jen Psaki thinks economics are absurd?
No. Inflation.
No. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. Okay, actually, here. Okay, so the control room is telling me they have this clip. Let's go ahead, just for funsies, let's go ahead and listen to the poor man's peppermint patty. Watch.
Obviously, the president's commitment remains not raising taxes for anyone making less than $400,000 a year. There are some, and I'm not sure if this is the case in this report, who argue that in the past, companies have passed on these costs to consumers. I'm not sure if that's the argument being made in this report. We feel that that's unfair and absurd, and the American people would not stand for that. But I will take a closer look at this report and get you a more substantive response.
Such attitude.
I love that. That's her thing. I don't know if you've ever noticed that it's the she little brush the hair behind the ear, then the, it's like the, hey, you.
Yeah.
Hi, you. I'm going to lie to you.
That's those are her signals.
Yeah.
And behavioral science, those are her signals. Yeah. Those are the telltale giveaways that, okay, she's in uncomfortable waters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, uncomfortable. Look, we got a president that says $3 trillion is free. Why would they think that you're going to pass down cost to the consumer?
Come on. It's going to cost zero. No, it's just an illusion when you see that there's $3.5 trillion here included in the spending package. It actually costs $0 because that's how math works.
Yeah, when you are able to say, you know what? You know what costs $0 is a bill that's larger than the entire GDP of India.
Yes.
That is $0. Yeah. That is, I mean, like when you have that sort of freedom, it's just, I marvel at this administration.
No, it's crazy.
Because they think you are so dumb.
Yes. Yeah.
Like they think you are the dumbest human being below subhuman level intelligence.
Yeah.
I mean, to go on and say these things, like they're out there saying, well, you know, the guy on the horse, you know, the border guard, wow, that was horrific. When the photographer himself has come out and said the thing didn't happen, $3.5 trillion is $0. They're just saying these things like that. No, even a child would be able to decipher in seconds. And they just keep doing it because they know the people they're looking at and trying to reach are so incredibly stupid. And they're right about half the country, aren't they?
Yeah.
The fact that half the country buys this nonsense proves they're right. They are right.
Stu, we can't argue that any longer. We can't, all right? Because it's on our watch as a population. We said yesterday, when the American people step up and say enough is enough, there's action. They just never do. So why would you? Someone asked me, I can't believe these people are so evil. And I say, they're a godless people. Why are we surprised that they're going to be evil?
Right.
Why would they? Evil has no bounds. Hmm. Evil doesn't stop at $3 trillion. It'll go to $10 trillion. There's no govern. There's no bumper rails when you roll. Let's just go. It's a highway.
Yeah, well, that's
just plunder
the
America.
The ends justify the means to them.
No one pushes back.
Yeah.
So many of the problems on the left come from the absence of a limiting principle, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing that can stop this. And it's funny because the debt ceiling acts as a pseudo limiting principle. We all know it's BS.
Yeah.
But at least they have to address it every couple of years. And now they're talking about just getting rid of it completely. Because honestly, it just becomes this stupid show where we're just like,
they're thinking, why are we still tolerating this debt ceiling?
Oh my.
They're sitting around going, why are we still working with budgets?
Yeah.
Let's just toss it.
And you just print more. Duh.
Yeah, that's true.
You just print more of it.
It's
you
free.
Can always print more, which is funny coming from the environmentalists.
Yeah, this document came out yesterday. I know we're kind of a little bit off topic, but I think it comes to the spending.
It's Friday.
Right. So you have 3.5. They wanted $6 trillion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then AOC and all them are like, oh, we're already bending so much for you. We only want $3.5 trillion. Now we have this document that came out yesterday where Joe Manchin, now we know he was on record giving Chuck Schumer a number. It was $1.5 trillion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, the Democrats are like, this is absurd. $1.5 trillion is crazy. It would be like the third largest spending bill in the history of the United States. And it's like, that's the moderate Democrat coming out with his crazy number.
Right.
Yeah. The only ones that pass it are a Joe Biden bill and another COVID bill.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just so crazy. And the amount of spending, you know, it gets to a point where inflation is going to get out of control. Yes, we're going to feel it. We're all going to get hit hard. We're going to see the supply chain problems. We're going to see the inflation. But there is that trigger. There's that tipping point. To go back to the Malcolm Gladwell concept, it hits that point And then it's out of control. It happened in Zimbabwe. It happened in Argentina. It happened in Germany. It's happened all over the world. We really don't want to hit that point. And everything that conservatives have worried, have complained about for years and years and years about how we keep spending and spending and spending has come to fruition here in the last 2 years between COVID and Biden. Those two things combined are the horror show that conservatives always worried about. And we're about to see how bad and ugly this gets.
My concern with it is in 2008, it was a controlled market, right? It was the housing market that caused a collapse, right? Now it's not a market. It's the market.
Everything.
Yeah. It's everything.
Yeah.
And so when that goes, that's an avalanche. I mean, I don't know how you recover. That is Zimbabwe. That is me standing at an ATM in Zimbabwe personally, and no money comes out of the machine because there's no money. Yeah. There's no money. The inflation is through the ceiling.
Yeah. And by the way, just as we wrap up this segment, I just would like to point out, you heard Jen Psaki say, you know, they keep throwing around the $400,000 amount again. Remember, first they said people making $4,000. Then they said, well, what we meant were families making $400,000. Mm-hmm. So you may see your taxes increase if your combined income is $400,000. Now they're shifting that again to just, well, people making $400,000. I'm sure you will hear once again as this goes through and they have to figure out a way to pay for it. Well, what we meant was a combined total of $400,000, and actually we overshot that. So make more than $50,000, you're.
Is it their gender confusion definition of people or actual the term people?
Who knows?
What does people mean?
Who knows these days? All right, we've got more to come. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Bonner Wine. So if you enjoy a glass or just a whole bottle of wine with dinner, we're not here to judge you, okay? What we're here to do is offer you a wine that you are really, really going to enjoy. It is one of the best kept secrets in the world of wine. It is the world's first extreme altitude wine club. It is over at CowgirlWine2021.com, and it's a bunch of Americans who, they were tired of all of the, you know, wines that you find at most of the supermarkets that are very cheap. They make you feel gross whenever, you know, you wake up in the morning after drinking them the night before. And so the people over at CowgirlWine2021.com have actually grown these grapes at 9,000 feet over in Argentina to give you the most amazing, robust flavor. They're really, really great. They're a bunch of Malbec wines that they keep having to stock on the shelves because they keep flying off the shelves every time they get a shipment in. If you enjoy steak, which I know you don't, but if you out there
I do
enjoy a steak, and again, this show, you only are allowed to have it medium rare. We accept no other ways of cooking steak. You can enjoy a very nice red wine from Cowgirl Wine with one of those steaks. You can go to CowgirlWine2021.com, get 50% off right now, not just off the wine, but also off of the shipping. All right, that is CowgirlWine2021.com. I want to get to Biden apparently is losing America's trust in the latest polls, but just kind of, I feel like this is kind of intertwined with this other story that I'd like to get to, which is Hunter Biden still appears to own a 10% stake in a Chinese government-linked firm that has invested in companies sanctioned by the United States. And again, this is despite how many times have we heard from the president or from the White House that his family would not have any foreign business ties. And also from, again, the poor man's peppermint patty that we heard from earlier, Jen Psaki, who has repeatedly said Hunter Biden was in the process of getting rid of that ownership stake in the company. Well, I know they're really not great at math, but it was January and now it's September. And that is month one to month nine. So we have gone 9 months now and he still owns that 10% stake. Call me cynical, but I feel like he was never planning to actually take himself out of that Chinese firm. I don't know. That's just me being very cynical. No history. No repeated patterns of behavior that I'm drawing that conclusion from, of course.
No, not at all. Not at all. This is about to get a lot uglier for this family, sadly, because there are multiple people, and I know Peter Schweizer is one of them, who have this laptop.
I can't wait.
I mean, and they're going through multiple email accounts that they've been given access, all above board. But you know, one of the best researchers in America is Peter Schweizer.
Him Does having he have 24-hour security?
You know what? Peter Schweizer will not kill himself. That I will say, just so everybody's aware in advance. Because this, he's planning on, you know, really coming out with a big expose on this. I know. I think at the beginning of the year, and what we're finding as they're going through these documents and emails and everything else is this is not a Hunter Biden story. This is a Joe Biden story. It's a Biden family story.
Of course.
The money flows. We all know about the big guy, but it's more than that. It goes deeper than that. And, you know, I was reading I read these books so you don't have to, The Peril with Bob Woodward and Robert Acosta that came out. And, you know, they go through one of the sections when he's trying to figure out whether to run for president. And a big part of his consideration was Hunter. Like, I mean, he's out of control. What do we do? They go through like one of the interventions they tried to hold. And at times you can feel bad for Biden knowing his family situation. His wife died. His other kid died. Beau Biden died. And now, you know, Hunter Biden lives like a maniac, right? I mean, like, as a father, I can't imagine what that must be like. Mm. But the proper way to handle that is not to try to protect him from his criminal activity.
Correct.
Mm. Not to try to protect him from every terrible decision he's made. I mean, if they would have let him slide into these bad areas a little bit and feel the consequences of it, maybe it wouldn't have ended up this way. Unfortunately, they have gone out of their way to allow Hunter to use his influence to make his life a lot better and get lots and lots of money and, you know, escape all sorts of negative consequences. That's made Hunter's life worse, and it's about to make Joe's life worse because the things he's done, I think, are going to come out to bite him. And by the way, if I may quickly mention, if you want to get the ultimate merchandise item related to Hunter Biden, you need HunterBidenLaptopCase.com. HunterBidenLaptopCase.com.
It's
not as cool as Yako's shirt, but it's
no,
pretty cool.
It's still pretty cool. Look, I'll say this. Yes, please get the shirt. But I'll say thank you, Stu.
Oh, there it is. There it is. That is so funny.
If you have your laptop,
there you go. Well, my concern is if you have that in Starbucks,
they're going to try to take it.
Some conservative is going to snatch it and go, "I got it." Or that's a ploy from the left to just confuse a whole lot of people. Mm. You know,
well, look, when you go to FBI raids your house and they avoid taking.
Yep,
the mayor.
I spoke to him when that happened, you know, Mayor Giuliani. Look, here's the deal. They did not give the Trump children a minute to disassociate with foreign business practices.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
They made Ivanka pull her clothing line.
For far less.
Come on. They made her pull her clothing line out of department stores. Mm-hmm. They shut things down. The Trump organization hurt for 4 years when the president was not, and Junior couldn't be there and you know, help Eric and help the red. Look, they didn't give him a minute, right? And you can't even, Stu, you and me can't travel to a country that's sanctioned by the U.S., but Hunter Biden can have ownership in nationally government-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. But as an American, if you travel to a sanctioned U.S. country, you're going to get stopped at entry. You're going to get interrogated. You can't even you could lose your passport. But the president's son can have affairs, and what's also going to come out, which is, you know, particularly important to me, is his nefarious sexual activity outside of our border that breaks a slew of U.S. laws, which he should pay for here because he is, in fact, an American citizen. So I agree with you. It's going to get really hot in the kitchen, right? But no, the Trump children did not get a minute to disassociate from business and financially get hurt for the sake of serving the American people, right? But this dude can run around, right, and play big leagues with China.
It is really interesting to see how the media can shape the entire narrative just by saying that the story was false at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And then once they're like, oh, actually, by the way, this whole story was true, everyone seems to forget about it because there were some really damning things. You bring up the child issue.
Yeah.
Look, he had some text messages that came out that
anyone else, you fry.
Right.
Anyone else.
And I mean, multiple issues, and everyone just kind of glossed over it because they told us the New York Post was somehow lying. And now all of a sudden we hear, oh, actually, that was those documents, those text messages, all of that was legit. But it's like everyone's forgotten about it by now.
It's amazing how that works.
It really right? is. I'm yeah. like, hello, like, we remember we do this for a living, but I just feel like there's just maybe, you know, you beat the American population over the head with a stick for so long. They're like, yeah, oh, I don't, just make it stop. Just make it stop hurting. I don't remember what happened.
They banned the Twitter account of the nation's oldest newspaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over this.
Yeah. And it was real.
It was real. And it was real the whole time. I mean, I remember hearing the story initially, like, wait, he left it at a brick repair store? Yeah. Like, I totally believed it was a real laptop. But the initial story, I was like, that, it seems a little shady. Like, well, how did they get this thing? They got it at the store.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
like Hunter is this ridiculous.
He was
ridiculous.
That stupid.
He's that dumb.
He was high as a kite.
Yeah, yeah. He was high right. as a kite. And I think that's, you know, that this there's so many of these loose ends. He has not been able to cover himself over this time. And that's why we have HunterBidenLaptopCase.com.
Did you come up with that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just feel like...
That's a moment of brilliance.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. It does feel like the type of thing that would cause a good conversation if you happen to have it on your laptop. So
it's true.
You can pick it up.
Yeah, I love that. All right. So let's get to the latest polls after the break. First, I want to thank our sponsor, Built Bar. So if you, maybe you're like me and you really love chocolate, you really love sweets, but you don't want to expand your waistline by eating candy bars all day, you got to try Built Bar. They are a protein bar, but it is healthy for you and it tastes like a candy bar. So you get the best of both worlds. They're 180 calories or less, and they've got that the high protein, the high fiber. They've got low sugar, low carbs. I follow a keto style diet, and these I can eat these. They are within my diet. So if you are doing keto, you can do those as well. Go to the website, get a mixed box, try a couple of each flavor. You can figure out which one you like the most. You can go to built.com, use promo code news15. You'll save 15% off of your order over at Built. That's BUILT.com, promo code news15. All right, let's go over these latest polls because I think it may show that there are some voters who may have voted for Joe Biden who may be regretting their decision right now. Definitely Biden fatigue, I think we can say, is officially a thing. So only 45% of Americans view Biden as a strong leader. This is down from a height of 49% in October last year. This is Fox News polling, by the way. 53% of Americans do not view the president as a strong leader. Recent Gallup polling from last week shows that Americans are not happy with the president. The majority of Americans disapprove of Biden, with his approval rating hitting an administration low of 43%. A Pew Research Center poll published last week also illustrated a shrinking approval rating for the president, which plummeted from 55% in just July to 44% in September. Those of you who don't math, that's an 11-point decline. And according to this same Pew data, only 43% of Americans believe that Biden is, quote, mentally sharp, which is down 11 points from March of this year, which I'm shocked that he got 54% in March.
Yeah, a margin of error on that was 55%, by the way. That's an amazing one. I mean, at first, you know, look, it's been
mentally sharp.
It's incredible that anyone thinks he's mentally sharp. I don't see how anyone can think, even if you like him, think he's mentally sharp. It's interesting. His polling is weird because, you know, we just came off the President Trump's 4 years where President Trump never had a great approval rating. It was very consistent, though, probably the most consistent approval rating we've seen in a president, I think, in of all time. And this is something that's happened in polling over over decades where. Mm-hmm. Because we kind of become more polarized, people have a little bit more of a locked-in audience. Like, you know, the range isn't as wide. I mean, you used to see, you know, people like George H.W. Bush hit 80% and 20% approval rating in 2 years. You know, that doesn't really happen all that much anymore. President Trump was basically between 47 and 38 his entire presidency, and it bounced around.
You either loved him or you hated him.
You loved him or you hated him. But the one thing with Trump was he could have shot people on Fifth Avenue and not dropped below 38. He had a really high floor of really dedicated supporters that would never go anywhere. Joe Biden does not have that. He does not have that. He has people who don't like him, but he has very few people who like him. People don't have any passion for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's only characteristic that has him in the White House is his name is not Donald Trump. So, yes, there are people who don't like Trump, and that there are, that was the case his entire presidency. A locked-in group at the top saying, I hate him. A locked-in group on the other side saying, I love him. But with Joe Biden, the bottom is zero. Yeah. Like, it depends. If it keeps going like this, he's gonna dream of the days he was back at 38% approval. The independents will turn on him, and they already have in large numbers. And you will start seeing Democrats turn on him too when he's giving them a bad name. Mm-hmm. When that Afghanistan was the real big one. I think
we've seen glimmers of that with Afghanistan.
That is the point. Yeah. Why? Because they'll eat their own young. They are loyal to nobody but themselves. Mm-hmm. And when he starts making them look bad, like Nicki Minaj, all of a sudden,
Kanye West,
they will sacrifice their own in a second.
Rihanna, wearing a shirt the Rihanna other day. Shirt said,
Think while it's still legal. Like, how dare you? Okay. You're one of us. You're not allowed to think. Mm. We tell you. We, the great Illuminati, tell you what you can and cannot think. And if you dare to think for yourself, we're going to ostracize you. They will ostracize him. You're 100% right. And he's starting to make them look real bad. Bill Maher, okay? All these guys are coming and saying, hey, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq coming out saying, I'm disassociating myself of being a celebrity. I'm not with that class. Mm. This is just 2 days ago. I'm not with these folks. They're not representing me. You know, and so this is going to happen, and then they're going to sacrifice him. I don't know what that looks like, and dear Lord, may we never know what it looks like when you have a current vice president step into a president role. But it's going to get ugly. I think we plummet below 20% on this guy's approval rating pretty quickly because he's going to keep making mistakes. Mm.
And then what happens? Because you mentioned earlier there is the Hunter Biden laptop. It is being reviewed by.
Do they remove him? What happens?
Right.
I don't think they can do anything until 2022 at the very earliest because they don't want to give the Senate up. If you think about what would happen, Kamala would move up there. Mm-hmm. Then it would be a 50-50 tie with no vice president. To get a new vice president approved, you'd need Republicans to come on board to get a new one.
Yeah.
So that would be put them in a really tough position. I don't think, honestly, outside of him having some massive health problem that they can't cover up. I mean, to the point of like, if he was just asleep all day in his office, they'd
like
just
incapacitated.
Keep going.
Fine,
yeah, I think that's like legit. They'd pull Woodrow Wilson and just like prop him up and you know he can't make it today. Yeah, it would be Weekend at Bernie style. So I don't think until 2022. I think if he's that, if it continues to go this way, you'll get to a point where I think they really consider him making an early announcement, I'm not running for re-election. And Lyndon Johnson situation, I'm not running for re-election. And then they'll go into that next phase where perhaps it's Kamala, perhaps it's someone else, but they'll start moving in that direction. That's a position they don't want to be in. And I don't think they will be in it unless, like, there's a difference between him spending $3.5 trillion and the result of that being inflation like crazy or locking in really liberal policies. They'll sit through a lot of that.
Yeah.
What they don't want to sit through is incompetence. And, you know, like, they are fine pulling all the troops out of Afghanistan. They don't care about that at all. But they look so terrible in the way they did it. It was indefensible. Mm-hmm. And you keep having situations like that. And there's been several of them. So far. I mean, you know, Afghanistan's the worst.
Only September.
Only 9 months. This guy's broken stuff in 9 months. Remember,
the border is another
business. I was about to say, the border, as bad as it is, may be a gift because he can't stop it. They don't know how. They don't know how they can't stop it. And I'm telling you, they opened the floodgates and they broke the valve. They don't know how to close it. The people are coming.
Yeah.
And it's going to make him look so bad because bad things are going to happen, unfortunately.
That's what I was
going
to say, a gift, but at what cost? Because tens of thousands of illegal
lives
immigrants,
are gonna be lost.
New illegal immigrants, coming
into the
country.
Crime's going to go through the roof, right? Mm-hmm. But again, now we get back to me in biblical times. You know, there is no awakening without persecution. There is no revolution without first, you know, it gets really bad. And so it's revolution time, by the way, America. It is. But it's going to get really bad.
You're just really trying to get me kicked off of YouTube.
No, I'm not. I'm not Sarah. I'm just
I'm
me.
Kidding.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
I apologize. You know,
I'm kidding.
But the deal is just for me, I have a really hard time living life going, let's take another shot. Yeah. Let's take another shot. Let's take another shot. I'm like, good Lord, it's time to throw punches. I mean, it's time to, and legally,
of course.
Right.
Legally.
Not
We have physically. The Constitution. Yeah. We have the legal standing on these things. We do. We just don't execute them. You know?
Yeah. Stu, last word on that.
Look, we're at a point where the pressure is building, and I think you know everyone's at each other's throats all the time, and you know it's we're in that point where it feels like these divides are almost impossible to heal. How many times do you see people saying, you know what, we should just give up. Let's just break into two countries. It's like that. No. Look, the United States of America, I like it here. I want it to become, I want it to improve.
Well, make
I want
them
to
return. Move.
Yeah, exactly. we do have a way. I mean, look, all we need to do is go back to the basics here, right? We have a constitutional framework that works. It took us from, the 1700s to this massive superpower where we're doing all sorts of incredible things here all the time. We've ripped billions of people out of poverty over the past 20 years. This is not something you want to throw away. And at some point, we need to realize we need to show some gratitude to what this country is and what it's done.
Yes.
And the people who are constantly trying to tear it apart need to be called out for what they're doing, because we lose this, we lose it all.
Yeah.
You're making me get a bromance with you because I'm an immigrant. Do you not know how good it is here?
They don't.
It's so bad somewhere else.
Yes, they don't. They don't. They have no perspective. They do not have the perspective that you do, which is why so many immigrants, legal immigrants, who did it the right way, who came here, who loved America so much that they wanted to come here and do it the right way. That's why you guys are like the most patriotic people that I've ever met, which is, it's sad for Americans who were born here. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. I mean, it really, like, it's not even close.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
They've seen the other side.
Yeah.
We've seen the other side. That's wrong.
Teachers at Leander Independent School District, this is north of Austin here in Texas, of all places, received a training presentation last year in October that instructed them to discuss gender identity with students and also ask them whether it was okay to share the students' preferred pronouns with their parents. This was a training called, I know, I'm going to call on you first. He's like chomping at the bit, ready to go. I'm sure you already know all about this. It's called Supporting LGBTQ+ Youth in Schools, and is led by two school social workers working for the district, Felix Barnhart and Monica Kelly, who describes herself as a fat positive, sex positive therapist. So that's definitely a person you want working with your children. It says, add your pronouns wherever your name is published, and then also whenever you are introducing yourself, just to normalize the sharing of pronouns. Let students identify themselves on the first day of class with their individual name and pronouns, and make sure to inform substitute teachers of these pronouns. You don't want the substitute misgendering them. And there's a place on the form that they give to the students that says, may I use these pronouns when I contact home? In this form that they had the students fill out. And then another follow-up, would you like to follow up with me in a private conversation about your pronouns? Because that's not creepy at all and could lead to other things. And they say that's because, well, a student might be out at school, but not out to their parents. So we just want to keep them in this safe space. I have a feeling Yaku Bouyan's here.
I'm going to really, really try to keep you on the air. I'm going to.
Hey, no, you
really
go. You do it.
Myself.
You go for it.
I'm so royally pissed right now. I maybe shouldn't even talk. This is the proverbial definition of child abuse, child indoctrination. You're taking a kid that's normal and you're making him think whether he's not. You're making him question. You're forcing him or her to question. Well, am I the weird one for being normal? Right? And that is evil. That is evil intent. You've got the Episcopal School of Dallas, a Christian school. For the parents out there, if this is in your school, again, this is why I say fight. Starting with this nonsense, right? It's now in the Christian community.
No.
Yep, 100%. 100%. This is now entering church, and Christian schools are now saying, we're so woke, we're just going to make the kids all just normalize. What's normal? This is not normal. This is a fragment of society that thinks this way, that we are changing culture, we're changing language for these people, and this is how you lose your nation. You change language.
Mm.
You can't lose a nation or move a nation without changing language, which is why Hollywood is so powerful, right? They're changing language. They take the normal kid who knows he's a boy, and they make him go home at 5, 6, 7 and question, well, am I weird? Am I, can I?
Or they ask a normal question, like a boy says, hey, mom, can I try on your shoes? Or, hey, can I wear your makeup? And they're just like, oh, you must, oh, do you feel
no,
like you're a girl?
No, you're superimposing it on him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the mothers that never should have been mothers, right? Yeah. These are the mothers that need some serious deep therapy, right? Because they had trauma, they were sexually abused, something happened in the past, and now they're going to vicariously push it on their child, as we saw with James, you know, a friend of the, in Dallas, the case.
Or it's just the trendy thing to do right now,
too. It's just trendy. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they get attention.
Yeah.
And this is why these school boards are cowering, because they're getting attention. It's a popularity contest, and the collateral damage is a whole generation of children, even the ones that can weather the storm and still go, no, I am a boy, are in a tumble dryer today. They're up, down. I don't quite know what's right, what's not. That's flat out evil, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing they can depend on, you know, and there's there's just nothing to depend on. To your point, Yako, this has happened all across the world, and changing the language is a huge part of it. I recommend Michael Knowles' book that just came out, I don't know, a month or two ago, mm-hmm. called Speechless. He goes through all the history of how people have used changing language to change societies. It's frightening, and it's real, and it can happen anywhere. It really can, and it's happening here. I honestly am at the point where I think, you know, public schools are lost. You're right. You got to fight. If your kid's in there, you got to do everything you can to give them the best experience possible. But like, there was a time where maybe public schools made sense, and I think we're past that time.
But until we can not have our tax dollars go to that,
yeah,
I'm still fighting for it.
No,
because
well, of course, look,
we're still paying for it.
Exactly. Look, not everybody can go to private school.
Right.
I mean, if you can, it's a great idea, I think. Yeah. And but as you mentioned, it's not even 100% there. Even in private schools, even in Christian schools, you have to watch it all the time. You have to be. I mean, it really need a new full-time job. I have a friend who homeschooled all of his kids, and I remember thinking to myself, like, that's just like not something I could do, right? Like
I did it for a year.
We saw the whole year.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you know, and it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
There's something that everybody can do,
yes.
Even if it's just, you know, trying to do adding on and just keeping constant contact with that teacher and the curriculum and doing everything you can, but. I think we need to get the school choice thing is real. It should happen. It should have happened a long time ago. Mm-hmm. It should have been probably the top outside of just like, okay, they've shut all our businesses down. COVID should have driven the Republican Party and conservatives in particular to push hard to get something like school choice put together so that we my kids went back to school on August 13th, 2020. You know, mm-hmm. that was not the case for a lot of my friends and their kids.
Isn't it incredible to hear nationwide?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, people weren't going to school like the entire school year in
pretty
some
much
places.
The entire school year.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
It's crazy. And what's it going to do to these kids?
Yeah.
You know, you have to be able to take your tax dollars out of that system and push them to somewhere else. And, you know, we've always been saying that. There's never been a better example than COVID to prove it. COVID plus CRT is the path to educational freedom for our kids. And we need to focus on that a lot more, I think.
And Trump but the GOP didn't support him. They didn't actually step up and say school choice. And so, again, I'm just...
Well, I think they said, like, people said it.
They said it, but we didn't see the action.
Give us some action. Give us some summary.
I think, too, though, a lot of it has to come not from the federal level. You know, I think, because, you know, he didn't have enough power to get it done anyway. He didn't have enough senators and everything. This stuff can be done at the state level.
Yes, it should be.
And it should be.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back.
Episcopal School of Dallas. I want to read to you. This is
All right, it is Friday, which means I get to read hate mail that my producer puts in there to me. It's hate mail to me. It's not hate mail to my producer. She's very lovely. But it's hate mail to me. So what do we have today? We have only skanks wear hoops that big.
Now, do we know this?
Which
isn't your producer who put the message up there? We don't know for sure who it was, right?
Oh, that's true.
I mean, I think, you know, look, maybe pull some internet records here.
She, he, or?
That's right. We don't know.
And then here's another one. The bigger the hoops, the bigger the .. Which is very...
Heart.
Yeah, I was going to say the bigger the brain.
Ah, okay. All right.
That's what I was going to say. Because you need a big head and a big brain to hold these so that they don't weigh you down.
There you go.
This is where I challenge you next week. Bring bigger hoops.
I do have one pair of bigger
hoops. Go bigger.
I bought them to do AOC skits.
Oh, nice.
To do my AOC impersonations.
So they don't like your earrings, so they're just torching you online and calling you all sorts of terrible names. That's a good, it's a good society we have on. I've noticed that, like, this, you know, the Britney Spears thing that's been going on, they keep showing these old clips from, like, the 90s of, like, the, you know, The View,
right,
like Rosie O'Donnell saying these terrible things. And it's like, well, everyone's like, I can't believe they would do that back then. Let me just destroy somebody online here for the next 10 minutes.
Right.
Like, people are totally fine doing it now, but like, oh gosh, poor Britney in 1998.
That's a great point. I'm not going to stop wearing the hoops, by the way.
You tell.
Thanks for listening to The News and Why It Matters. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you'd like to watch the program, become a Blaze TV subscriber and start your free trial now at blazetv.com.